Cold Granite, written by Stuart McBride, read by Kenny Blythe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Dead things had always been special to him. Their delicate coldness, the feel of the skin, the ripe, sweet smell as they decayed, as they returned to God. The thing in his hands hadn't been dead for long. Just a few hours ago it was full of life. It was happy. It was dirty and flawed and filthy, but now it was pure. With gentle hands he placed it reverently on top of the pile with the others. Everything in here was alive once, was busy and noisy and dirty and flawed and filthy, but now they were with God. Now they were at peace. He closed his eyes and breathed deeply, bathing in the smells, some fresh, some corpulent, all lovely. This was what it must smell like to be God, he thought, smiling down at his collection. This was what it must smell like to be in heaven, surrounded by the dead. A smile spread across his lips like fire in a burning building. He really should take his medication, but not now. Not yet. Not when there were so many dead things to enjoy. Chapter 2. It was pissing down outside. The rain battered against the blue plastic SOC tent's walls and roof, clattering in the confined space, fighting against the constant drone of the portable generators.